given the focus on this tidal wave of juvenile crime, it's timely. I looked at the screen. It says it is Crime Week. And because it's Crime Week, we're going to have a few discussions over the next few days about fundamentally protecting yourself against this crime wave. I've got Alwyn Koo on the line. Alwyn's the Neighbourhood Watch Area Coordinator out at Warree. Hello, Alwyn.
Oh, hi, John. Thanks for having me.
This is very, very timely indeed. I'm glad we're having this discussion. Let's talk about, well, Neighbourhood Watch itself. I think there was a feeling a few years ago, oh, this is from the old days. Well, it's never been more needed than now, given the invasion of our homes by this absolute tidal wave of kids.
Yeah, no, that's correct. What we probably have lost is basically communication between the actual residents and community ourselves. Mm. Just back in the day of the 80s, we had a telephone tree and we kept in contact with, you know, our next door neighbours and such. Mm. And I think we need to reconnect with each other and just spread the news and, you know, like warnings where possible.
I'm glad you've touched on this. There's a reluctance, almost a shyness of people to say g'day to their neighbours, let alone somebody two or three houses away that might be prepared to go along to a meeting. But, oh, who's going to make the first move? How do you break down that reluctance, Alwyn?
Well, we have a bit of an initiative here in Warree. It has actually lacked a little bit just due to time constraints, but I'm hoping to actually start it up again. And what we do is we basically form a street barbecue. Now, due to COVID, we also need to consider for that. But what we wanted to do was reconnect basically one street at a time to their neighbours, talk about crime prevention, what we can do, and also just basically communicate, say g'day and say, you know, this is me in this street.
Yeah.
Happy to meet you. And at least then you can, you know who your neighbours are. And if someone does happen to actually come in, you can then possibly challenge them and sort of say, oh, look, who are you looking for? Yeah. And if they're not really looking for anyone in that street, then, maybe they need to not be there.
So that's an important key to success, one street at a time, is it?
Well, it's not so much one street at a time. I mean, we'd like to actually do more if we can, but I'm only just myself to actually do these street barbecues. We fund it through our own initiatives or through our markets. And, it's just one of the separate initiatives each group can actually do just to reconnect the community.
Now, let me ask you this. I don't know how many neighbourhood groups there are these days because they come and go. And I just wonder how people can find it if there's a neighbourhood watch that's actually active in their neighbourhood, in their suburb or whatever. How do they find out?
Yep. Well, for one, if they know of an active neighbourhood watch, they can actually approach that neighbourhood watch group and just like start the process of interaction with the crime prevention officer that we have. She's very active here and more than willing to help either get in touch with the group involved in the area, or if they're wanting to push it a little bit further, maybe create a neighbourhood watch group in their area.
Now, crime prevention officer, talk to me about this. Is there one crime prevention officer or several?
There are several crime prevention officers in Cairns. We are very fortunate, but they have quite an arduous task because it's not just Cairns, it's actually the Far North District. So that goes from as far as down Cardwell up to Weeper.
Mm. Oh, okay. Huge. Now, how do we find out who to talk to then in that case?
Yep. So the best person to probably talk to regarding that is Heidi Merritt. She is the crime prevention coordinator. And I think there are details, like I've got details for her, but yeah, like I'd probably prefer to talk to a person who is actually interested. And then we can actually then engage between myself and introduce to the crime prevention officer.
This is terrific because in here we know Heidi very well because she fills in for Russell Parker from time to time. So that's terrific, actually. We can make contact with her and get some more information. Just one last word of advice before you go. Alwyn, if there are people out there saying, I really need to be part of this now, this is the only way that I'm going to feel safe at night, if indeed I can ring somebody two or three houses away and say, I've got someone in my house, how does that person get involved now at this minute with Neighbourhood Watch?
Yep. So, well, we have in the panel, we actually have a whole heap of Neighbourhood Watch social media pages on Facebook. You can go to any of those pages and send a message just like saying, look, you're interested in actually in participating in Neighbourhood Watch. And we'll actually then start the connection process to the Crime Prevention Officer. Mm.
This has been very worthwhile, Alwyn. Very worthwhile indeed. Thank you. And very timely. Alwyn Koo is the Neighbourhood Watch Area Coordinator at Warree.